Just ask the Lord's blessing come upon us as we have all the scriptures, or may we be receptive to our hearts and life. How familiar with Elijah the prophet, a lot of stories about him. In the context of this set, is he needed food for the journey. Where was he headed? Where was he going? Remember the story of the prophet's will, the sacrifice of Elijah? He just finished that experience. He was holding out fire from heaven on these elements. After that, we can say to him, he slew all the prophets of him. Or we can look at it in another way. He got rid of all the false gods. Where are the prophets of him here?
This should be better. But he got rid of all the false prophets. We have to look into our own hearts and our own lives and see, where are the false prophets in us? We could be faithful to God, but we still have to fight with those false prophets within us. And how do we get rid of them? He should have been on a high, because he just won a great victory for God, the only prophet left in Israel. And what's he doing? He's running away from Jezebel. He's running away. He's afraid, because Ahab and Jezebel were ready to kill him because of what he did. And so he's running away, and he gets tired. He stops by the broom tree, and he needs to be fed. And that's where this little vignette comes in of the story of the broom tree, and then he gets up and eats. You need food for strength. Where was he headed? He was going up to Mount Sinai. Huh? You know the story in between. This is the in-between story between the prophets of Baal and the Lord passing by. And he wasn't in the thunder, and he wasn't in the lightning, but it was the story of his meeting God in a still, small voice. And what we see is Elijah's life is ongoing and continual. It doesn't stop with just one incident. Even being threatened in death, he continues his faith journey and his faithfulness to God. And I think we have to relate to that. We can have highs, and right after our highs, we can have lows. But the journey continues. The journey continues. And can we be faithful to God and be alert to that still, small voice within us? You know, we may have heard thunder and lightning today, huh? And the mighty work of God this weekend. Okay? Can we continue that journey? Can we continue that journey? Then out of our, let me put my eyeballs on here. Out of the gospel story, I think it's neat. Because again, it's talking about food for a journey. And I think one of the things we have a tendency to do in St. John's Gospel, we have to see this as a compilation of what John was telling his community about the work of God. First of all, the Jews were murmuring. And that's almost just a takeoff on the Old Testament. When the Jews were murmuring in the desert, that's the reason why they had to take another 40 years. Because they complained against God. They just murmur, murmur, murmur. We have a tendency to do that. The old bear. Murmur, 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 you know? And we murmur against God. Rather than to be open and allow that Spirit of God to come. come in us. But we have a tendency to complain. We have a tendency to do that. And that's what Paul was saying in the second reading. You know, let's not complain. Let's have that oneness with God. Let's have that unity with God and walk in that way. Okay? Sometimes we have a tendency we want to kill the messenger because we don't like the message. And we have to listen to the message. And what is that message that comes to us? You know, how are we called to walk and have that continuous faith journey? You know, how are we called to that? What is that calling for us? You know, the people reacted to a belief in Jesus. And Jesus then goes and teaches them, you had manna from the desert. But your people had that manna and they ate it and they died. And here is the swing between the reading of today and what went before the last three Sundays and next Sunday. They ate food, and Jesus multiplied and fed them. And they were satisfied. And Jesus said, your ancestors ate it and they died. But if you eat me, you won't die. If you eat my food, you will not die. And sometimes we're still thinking about that bread. And we're not thinking. And Jesus said, it's not about the bread. The bread does not give you life. I came down to give you life. But why did he come down? To give us life. And I think that's important. If you believe in Jesus, eat manna, you will not die. If you eat manna, you die. If you eat bread from heaven, you won't die. You with me? People ate manna, they died. You eat the bread of life, you won't die. You receive eternal life. That's Jesus. So, live forever. It's a belief in Jesus. And the key is, when we eat the manna from heaven and die, that's just nourishment for us. And it's like it can come in and go out the other end. When you eat the bread of life, what is that about? That's belief in Jesus. That's live as Jesus lived. If I believe in Jesus, then I will live in Him. But I live what for? For the life of the world. It's not just about me. It's about the life of the world. And so I cannot believe in Jesus and not have a love for the life of the world, for others. It's a direct call into ministry. Not just to eat and I'm satisfied, but I'm eating for strength. I'm eating for this journey that we are on, and we're all on this missionary journey. We're all called. If we believe in Jesus, then do what he does. Say what he says. And do we do what Jesus does? You see the work that I do? He says, you must do these, and far greater than what the work that I've done. Far greater than what Jesus has done. He says, because I'm going to the Father, and you continue that same mission, that same ministry. And this is what we see. You know, it's not just to eat and get fat. You know, we're talking about resurrected life, life that never dies, ongoing continual life of Jesus. If I believe in Jesus, I must believe in resurrection. And the death is a death to self, but the life is a life for all of us. You see that transition? Because sometimes, even in our devotionalism, we can come so focused in on ourselves, on our own holiness, that we're not really allowing the Spirit of God to move through us and bring life and holiness to others. And that's the denial of the body of Christ. Then we eat the bread of life unworthily. We're trying to get fat for ourselves. And didn't Paul say, he said that very clearly. Some of you can come early and get your meal, and then when others come, you neglect them. That's the whole Corinthians Eucharist of Paul. So I think we have to look and see, it's not just coming to Eucharist, it's being Eucharist. That's an activity, not just an event. It's a life thing that we have to integrate into our own hearts, that we minister in the name of Jesus. Why? If we believe in Jesus, you will do what he says. I came for the life of the world, not just for your life. You know? And people found that a hard saying. Maybe they didn't want to minister. I'm too shy, I'm this or that. You know, the personality that we each have has very little to do with ministry, because the Lord uses different personalities to let his Spirit move through. And so whether we're quiet or boisterous, doesn't make a difference. If we believe in Jesus, then it's that Spirit of Jesus comes out, even through our personalities. We are sent. We are sent. We are sent. We're to be imitators of God. And God sent Jesus into the world for the salvation of all. Not just for me. Not just for me. It's not just an individualized call. It's a call to the world, to transform the world. We pray for each other, and we bring about health and wholeness. And we say, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why we can pray healings of past hurts. Somebody prayed for generational healing yesterday during the conference. Jesus was around yesterday, way yesterday, before we were ever on this earth. The Son of God was around, not necessarily in the person of Jesus, but the Son of God was there. And how do we allow the life of God to flow through us and to touch us pre, post, and now? Food for the journey. Food for the mission that we're called to. So we can't just leave here and say, man, I had a great weekend. It's ongoing and continual. That weekend must be extended. It becomes a part of our life. We cannot deny any of the experiences we've had this weekend. Now, how do we spread it out through our lives and let that experience touch other people? That's the challenge that we have. And think about it. We were right here in this one point. That's one weekend. We can do much greater, because everything that happened here can happen to every town, city, or village that we go to. So the ministry that we received here should be multiplied by the number of people here, and far greater. And far greater. Because Jesus feeds us for mission. You'll see next week where some of them found it hard to take and they left. They didn't want to minister to other people. They had their bellies full. And that doesn't bring any life at all, does it? No. But the bread of life that comes from heaven is eternal life, meant for the life of all of us.